Okay, Rabbi Say, today we're doing the topic of Ishun B'Yantif, smoking on Yantif, and the general topic of Adovah HaShavah L'Chol Nefesh. And this, you know, discussion was very widely discussed in the poskim, whether there's an Isser of smoking on Yantif. Again, now, obviously, smoking, you know, is not a good thing, and we don't think anyone should smoke anytime. But there was a discussion in the postgame whether Ishun is involving a Melach of Havara. He light the cigarette. And the question is that considered something that is prohibited on Yantif? In other words, Alts Nisim Malacha Shabo. But besides the general Isser of general discussion of smoking, is whether one should smoke Bechlal, which we strongly recommend that people don't smoke. But the question is, how does it relate to Yantif? So we know the Gemara Ksubas. Now, the Magen Avraham says there are two issues about smoking on Yantif. Two issues regarding smoking on Yantif. One is the Gemara Ksubas on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, which discusses the Sugev Mitoch. And then it says, Rapapa Mishmei the Rava Omar B'Yantif Shari, the Biri Shonet Mutter and Yantif B'Shabbos Asur. So Amale Rapapa, Rapapa, my dad called Mitoch Shahutra, Chabur, the Tzor, Kutra, Namichon, Lotzorach, Elamiatel Mutter Asas Mugbar B'Yantif, the Mitoch Shahutra, Avar, the Tzor, Kutra, Namichon, Lotzorach. Whereas, what's the din of doing Mugbar? Mugmar is if you take certain spices and you put it on the coals on the fire, so that will cause a fragrance to exude from the spices, and that fragrance could go potentially into whatever is on top. You put a piece of clothing, you put an apple, you put a So could you do this on Yantif? Because here you do Havara, you're putting something, you're putting the spices into the fire. So you're fueling the fire. So Havara is mutter on Yantif. So the Gemara says, Amal Alecha Makra, Hachat Sheyochel Chol Nefesh, Dover Hashovel Chol Nefesh. That has to be Dover HaShavah L'Chol Nefesh to be Mutter, and Bi'il HaShavah L'Chol Havel Mugmar Eino Elo L'Mefunokim. That the Mefunokim, they like when they have a certain smell to their clothes, to their whatever, so therefore it's something that the people, the Mefunokim, like. So therefore, it's not considered Dovar Shavah L'Chol Nefesh. So then the Gemara asks the Kasha. So Amalei Rav Acha Berei the Rav L'Rav Ashi L'Meyatan Zdamen Lo Tzvi B'Yantif Hol Veina Shavah L'Chol Nefesh Hana Midosu L'Mishchutei. Right, if you have a deer, so deer meat is expensive. It's not something that everyone eats. So you mean to tell me you can't shech the deer on Yantif? So he says, of course you can. Amalei ana dover hatzorich l'chol nefesh kamina tzvi tzorich l'chol nefeshu. So tzvi is something that is an ochel, a tzorich l'chol nefesh, and by an ochel, because if you have a food item, so that is considered davar shav l'chol nefesh. We'll explain it more in a second. Even though not everyone eats it, even though not everyone eats a particular food, but you're allowed to cook that food or shecht the animal for that food because that's considered something a need of everybody. Well, she'enke mugmar is not a need of everybody. It's only mufunakim need to do to have the mugmar. So memela, it's considered that it is aser on yartif. So, and the Gemara in Beitza on Chav Beis Amid Beis has a whole sugi here. Yibayi lehu mahu la'ashem. Rav Yirmiyahu ba'av amar oser v'shmul amar muter. It's the same thing. Your ma'ashein, you take coals that are have fire to them, and you put the spices on in the coals, and that makes a fragrance. And then you have the apples or whatever on top, and they receive that fragrance. So that's a discussion in the Gemara, whether you're allowed to do that on Yontif. So one opinion says, Asur, and Rashi says, the Tafnu, you say, who? Ain't shabbat l'chol nefesh el istinis. V'hai oshin ika av melacha. In b'far shrafuna tamed rabbi b'nei shu mechaba hat gicholim k'shanosin afkas p'som m'olehem. So one opinion says that it's another issue that there's kibui going on here. Because when you put the p'somim on the coals, so some of the fire is going to be extinguished. So that's another issue, that it's mechabe. So the Magen Avraham writes that this issue of smoking is basically a twofold issue. Here, take a look in the Magen Avraham on page 4. Tavkuf Yudalad. Tifkot and Dalad. Page 4. Two lines from the bottom. Kasav b'knesses ha'gdoyla, simitav reshkes, osho lishtot hatut and shakor and tabak. In other words, it's tobacco, right? That's smoking. You put the fire on the tobacco. So you can't do it mishum mechabe, because when you smoke, you also mechabe the fire also. V'li nira the osur mishum mugmar ve'ena shava l'chol nefesh. So you have the two reasons here: either kiboy and the fact that it's not shava l'chol nefesh. In other words, I guess when you smoke, sometimes you dab the thing, so that extinguishes the the fire, or at least partially. So the poskim have great discussions on this matter. In other words, not everyone smokes. So the question, one of the main questions is this idea shovel chol nefesh a statistical thing? Because we have to go around and send polls out. We have to find out the numbers. Is it in the numbers? Or maybe it's just a conceptual thing. In other words, something that, in other words, like someone to say, we'll see who says these different svaras, that like tzvi, not everyone eats tzvi, but eating, the category of eating and nourishing yourself is something everyone needs. So you might not necessarily need this, do it in this particular, but the general category of achila is something that everyone is engaged in. Now the category of having good smelling fruit or clothing, that's not something everyone needs, so that's not considered shavah l'chol nefesh. So that's the question. Or do we just say we have to look at the numbers? And then within that notion of looking at numbers, then we have to decide, is it that we need to get, you know, how much do you need to have considered shavah l'chol nefesh? Kulo, rubo, you know, like there's a famous line in the Pri Megadim. One second, famous line in the Pri Megadim on page 7, where he writes, the famous line, let me just find that line for you. Yeah. In the end of the, on page 6 rather, in the end of Sif Tatan Tess, V'chor basar rubo da almas linan lo basar rov ha-mokom. In other words, the discussion whether you go basar the rov of the mokom, the rov of the olam. He thought that it should be rov ha-olam, not rov ha-mokom, but Rabbi Bleichman wrote a whole article about this. So that's one approach. And then we'll see if there's a different approach. In other words, yeah, what are you saying?
When you say numbers, but that still has to be in the category of things which are shayach to everyone. I mean, like, the last thing where it says that people don't eat tzvi, but it is a devar achilo, so therefore it's sort of on that fish.
Right.
So how could it just be, when you still need to categorize it?
Yeah, so we'll see soon. Yeah, what?
Where is that line?
The Prima Gadim on page 6. I can't even read it. At the end of the bracket on page 6. So there's a famous Tosfos. Let's see the famous Tosfos. In Shabbos, on Daf Lamed Tes, on page 10. In the sugya of Rechitza and Yontif, where Tosfos there makes a distinction between Rechitza's kol gufo and Zeya. So the middle of that Tosfos, where I bracketed, the Tema, third line, the Mishnah Havara de Rechitza, the Havara de Zeya, the Shari Midaraisa. It's Havara de Rechitza. For kol gufo, is an issa deraisa, to heat up water to wash your whole body on yontif, because it's not shavah l'chol nefesh. And the implication of the Gemara is for zeya is mutter. You just want to heat up water to create a steam. So Tosfos says, Omer Rivi Mishem Riva, the Rechitza Eina Elo Latanim. The Asura Kamo Mugra, the Asur Perakam Beduk Subas. Shem Dein Shavu Chalefesh. Fei Vash Mishamu. Haim Atana the Rechitza. Aval Reya, Shavu Hi L'chol Nefesh. The Eina Taduk, Elo the Briefs. So he says that the Rechitza is not a Tanug. It's Rechitza is a Tanug, rather. And it's Usur, just like Mugmar is Usur. Perakam Diksumus. Mishum Dein Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Chei Mashmi Bishalmi. Dainu Taimu Rechitza. Aval Zeya Shavu Hi L'chol Nefesh. Dein a Tanug Elo the Briefs. But Zaya is done for health reasons. It's right. In other words, it causes the body to give off the sweat, and with that, it's healthier for the person to lose that sweat and whatever comes with it. So Rechitza is a Tanug, and it's like Mugmar, and Zeya is Labrius. That's the famous line in Tosfos. So there's a famous line, a famous piece in the Pnei Yehoshua, on page 11. But the fact that it's a tanug doesn't make it worse. Is Rav Olam Nogim Bo Heter? Kama Chacham Gdolim Osim Kein, right? Imagine the time of the Pnei Yeshua, Rav Olam was doing it, and even Kama Chacham Gdolim. So he says, Vayisi Rogi Lesor, Lefi Shita Satoisis, the Hachad Rechitzes Kol Guf, Osim Yidoraisa, Shum Demikri Dovash Eina Shovel Lachom Nefesh. Yeah. So he says that just like Rechitza is called Gufa is also because it's not the Shein Shov and Chol Nefesh. Feel Hachi Mikri Dov Shein Shov and Chol Nefesh Kein and Shein Shkama Bnei Adam Shein Rochtzim Shem Hachi Lodom Milachi Lushti Lekayotzi Bo. In Cain, Kosher Cain, be Ishan Hatobach, the Adrabah, come in the other Mishrachim, Mehem, and Cain, Lohavi Dovishon Lachol Nefesh. Right, he says, Lachor, it's not Shavu Lachol Nefesh. Omnam, next paragraph, Toch Divrei Tosis, the Hocham, the Mechalkin, Ben Rechitza, Lezeya. Shem the Rechitza, Eina Elo Latanub, Lezeya, Lebriya Saguf. The Rechitza is for a Tanug, and Zay is for Bria Saguf. And Kain Nira, the Ishan HaTobak, now we have a Bria Saguf, La'achel HaMozom, U'tava Samachem Keyotzi B'sa. So he says that Ishan helps with digestion, and it builds up the Tava Sachiva. In other words, but if it's labrius, so then even though you get pleasure while you're doing it, so it's no different than the zeya, which is labrius, even though you get pleasure for it. In other words, it doesn't mean, again, that you need everyone to want to do it. But if it's something like they also kama v'kama b'nei adam ein regilim kach v'hoch shari midaraisa v'losu chom el shum rechitzu gzeres habalonim. But they had asr mishum rechitzu mishum gzeres habalonim, but midaraisa it's mutter because anything that is libris has a some type of positive effect that's considered dova shova l'chol nefesh. So that was what that's the famous Pnei Yeshua. Yeah. Yeah. No. 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 No, because it's the Nisr Refuah. In other words, we're going to see. Someone asked Akasha if it's Labriya, so how come it's not in the Gzeira of Refuah? So the answer that the post can give is that Refuah means Refuah for Chola. But if something that's done, not for Chola, but it aids something in the person, so even the person that chola helps his digestion. It's not that he's a chola, but it just helps the digestion. So that's called a shavu l'chol nefesh. So of course we have to understand how it works out in terms of the fact that today. You know, we wouldn't say that smoking is labrious, whereas, someone once said to me, well, it might still help digestion, but, you'll kill your lungs, but still. But lamaisa, we wouldn't necessarily categorize it as something that's labrious. But the Pnei Yeshua says that smoking is dova shova l'chol nefesh because it aids the digestion, and just like Zaya, it's labrius, even though, so that's called, anything labrius is by definition shova l'chol nefesh. And Rav Yaakov Emden,
is the Pnei Yeshua saying this like a conviction, or because the first whole paragraph he basically wants to ask for it, and then turns it there, Chachamim and Gadol, and everyone's doing it. And then he says, "Oh no, from
Tosfos,
like, how do you know how to put the inflection? Like,
the first time he just says, well, a lot of people don't do it, so it shouldn't be.
Right, he wants to ask
of
it. And then
right.
He says,
"Oh no, from Tosfos, because." Right, so in the end of the day, he thinks that according to Shita Tosfos,
right,
at least
that's in the sense.
And many other poskim. What? Where are you? Where are you reading?
That's in the Usher paragraph.
Yeah, okay. In case culture came to Tibet, I don't know. Yes, but then he has this new yisod that anything in the Brius is okay. And this idea was held by many achronim, held from this idea. Yeah, you want to see that question on page 13 of Yaakov Emden. He also says this idea. He says, "Vesu," the second paragraph, "Vesu man leimalon leimad de lo shavu l'chol nefeshu, v'adai hu yofel l'chol odom habari, lo mishum tanug v'hana, el mishum shmiras habriyas refua. Ach misha adayin l'hugro bo katsa nefeshu bo mitchila." No, he's got to get used to it. Once you get used to it, then you'll enjoy it also. Adam el chamin raglam, the mutar avgav de l'rogel bay. Came into the lomishim tanug, who the ginebo, aval machma shetzar hu etzlam, V'yosu chashvin alei shovel chol nefesh. Kol adam roi lo, av mishalo, hir gilbo. And then he says in the next line, in the next paragraph, in Tobar, achar shaman shu refua, so he says it's labrius, im kein yasa biyonta mishum gzeira shchitla samanim, that's what you ask, so why isn't it usher? Because if you're saying it's labrius, so then taka we should ask the smoking midin, just like we ask the refua. So shibush, shen kaman usher refua l'choli, in other words, the isser, the gzeira of refuah is refuah l'choli. But if it's machal b'riim, then it's not considered part of the gzeira. So he says that smoking is for b'riim. Shari b'riim shovim also tadir. Aval hu bari l'guf v'tolosu g'dola yosef imrechetz v'adomelo. He says it's more than the zeya. And then in the second two lines from the bottom, he says, Shamati Mialdusi, Meidoni Mori Harav, he heard from his father, the Chacham Tzvi, Shashipa Ladashu be Mechurfo Yanoibo Isser, that when he was young, usually happens the opposite. He says, when he was young, he used to not smoke, the Chacham Tzvi. And then, Omer Lachosi Godol, Varav Muvok Echad, on Yontif, this is, Shalom Yafahu Osebze. It's not right. He's not smoking on Yontif. He should smoke on Yontif. Shomonei Atzmo Nisimchas Yontif. So, Bechinim. Meach HaShayra Yogobo Gorom Lotzar B'Yontif. Chein Lo Yehose. Alkein Chozol Inhog Bo Heter. As Tamal Hakal Bo Lo Higa Kenesha Pasha Hu Kanal. So he says over from his father, the Chacham Tzvi, that he used to, the weekday, for sure, he smoked. That was for shteitzuk. But on Yontif, he used to not smoke. And then Chassid Gol Lecha told him it's not right that he should be smoking on Yontif today. He should be smoking on Yontif. So then he started smoking on Yontif. I mean, to us, it seems like, because based on how we, the situation of smoking today and how we understand smoking, we would find this very interesting, but amusing, whatever way you want to put it. But that was so. The Morktia also works with this notion of the Pnei Yeshua, etc. And then, just showing you the famous Makoros on this topic. And then there's a Truva, the Darchei Noyam, that's quoted in the Korban Asano on page 14. But also, deals with this. Rav Mordechai Alevi Av Bezdin de Mitzrayim. This is an old sefer, and it's quoted in the Kadmonim. Al Shtias Oshan Shemotzim Osoder Kanim Chalulim. Sort of like a pipe of sorts. He says, "Ki mikarav ol ha'oshan zev nispashet b'chol ha'olam, v'rubam kukulam shosim uso. Imumutu biyantiv, or biyantiv, yesh beis mechush mivei she'ena ochal nefesh, tol yeter al ochal nefesh, gam yesh b'chashash kiboy, chashash acheros, so rabu hasveikus." So to make a long tshuva short, so he wants to say like this. He said, like we saw in the Yireyim, that there's Ochel Nefesh, and then there's other Hanas HaGuf, which are also Nichlal in the Pasuk, and then you have the other things like Chotzas, Halulov, etc. So he wants to say, that there's a chiluk between ochel nefesh and hanos nefesh. In other words, even if you want to say that the pasuk is matir ol hanos haguf, he wants to say the pshat in the Gemara Ksubis, if you see on the top of page 16, the pshat in the Gemara Ksubis is that anything that's ochel nefesh is avada mutter. Even if it's food that is a machal ashir, right? There's even food that only the rich people eat, poor people never eat, but you can still shech that food or make that food on Yom Tov. That's the tzvi case. He's just explaining the Gemara. He's saying that the case of Shchitas Tzvi, everyone needs to eat. Everyone needs to be nourished. So the Ashirim, they have their special kind of food. And we, the Aniyim, don't have these type of food. But Milamaisa, it doesn't matter. That's cool. In other words, the food is Ochel Nefesh. That's Ochel Nefesh Mamish. By Ochel Nefesh Mamish, there's no din of Shovel Ochel Nefesh. But he wants to, I was basically saying there are three categories. There's Ochel Nefesh, Hanos Nefesh, and then Mitoch things. So by ochel nefesh mamish, you don't eat shovel ochel nefesh. By hanos nefesh, like mugmar, is so you person gets pleasure. You know, if he puts on his suit and it smells nice, so he eats his apple and it smells nice, so if he makes him in a good mood, if he feels good. So there we say, no, that's not something that most people do, and therefore it's aser on Yom Tov. So, and that he repeats that again on the bottom of the left side on this page. Haklal ola shekoldav shu machal afal gav she'enu elul mfunokim roi hu aflaniim lozu bovar el afilu yamachal she'en rov b'nei adam ochlum oso kemen shezen nena b'achiloso shori b'day ochl nefesh hu. Ochel mamish lo miin a shovel ochel nefesh. Einu machal al hanos nefesh. You have a milsad al hanos nefesh. You have a milsad hotzov avar afil shalom tzorch. Ram shari shar poskim. We lo have a midov sheish bochad mihani. Shrei tzorch she hanos nefesh a shovel ochel nefesh ali b'tchule alma. Who matitzes ha'oshan. So he's saying that by ochel nefesh you don't need shovel ochel nefesh, and even by mitoch he's saying you just need tzorach hayom, you don't need shovel ochel nefesh, and shovel ochel nefesh is only in the category of hanas nefesh. So mitzisas oshon dover poshut husha shosim so yesh lahem hanas nefesh. So he says that's hanas nefesh. Shenenim bo ruba da alma shosim so miyuta miyuta ain shosim so. Whereas he said most people in those times were smoking. Ruba kukula minim halatar kula odon of zayadi. So therefore he says that you need to be. So therefore it was hanas nefesh has to be dover shalva chol nefesh, which it was. He says, "V'gam yesh tam l'shvach to lo domi l'ner shal batola shrei b'tivu yesh to elz machal siyasev hamtucho v'odam yomer shekemat karina be'ochel nefesh." And maybe we could even say a stretch that it's ochel nefesh, so therefore you don't need shovel l'chol at all.
But what's shovel l'chol? Rove is enough for shovel?
Even if you want to say rove is enough, or big rove, I mean that's the Prima Gadru said we saw before. That rove is enough. The question is whether you need rove ha'olam or rove in that city. So he's
not
yeah. So therefore he says that he thinks it's this is in the category of Hanas HaNefesh, and therefore, and it even meets the category of Shavu L'chol Nefesh. And then he thinks it helps the digestion, so maybe even it's considered Ochol Nefesh Mamish. Well, it helps you to eat. It helps the eating process because it helps the digestion. So then,
it's a human bodily need
for your eating,
right?
For the digestion. Right. So that's therefore it's called. So it could be. In other words, his chiddush is, first of all, he thinks it is shavu l'chol nefesh because it's in the category of nos nefesh. But maybe it's in the category of ochol nefesh, and if it's the category of ochol nefesh. And ochel nefesh is like by tzvi, you don't need shavu l'chol nefesh because the ochel nefesh mamish doesn't need. So maybe this could even consider ochel nefesh mamish. And then he says, but don't tell me that if it's ochel nefesh mamish, so how could you do it on a tainus? Masha omim shemishon ol l'shtoso biyom tainus osel ol l'shtoso biyom tainus mishon ol l'shtoso biyom tainus osel l'shtoso. Maybe you should say if you do it on Yontif, then you shouldn't do it on the Tainus. If you smoke on Yontif, you shouldn't smoke on the Tainus. So he says nothing to do with that. But you could smoke it on Yontif and on the Tainus. Chambazel v'omru klum. My shaykh is shaykh shlitlo snebazel. Tavakam shakazav do'am kochal nefesh. We call mokam eino ochal nefesh. Mamish. It's not like eating. It's like... Yeah. So it's not... So he was also from the big poskim that is quoted to permit smoking. So you have the smoking on Yontif. Again, the assumption was that in those times that smoking on a weekday that wasn't even talking about. And the question is whether they were smoking on Yontif. Now, we'll see what, you know, in terms of today's situation.
He's
for the Sfarim. He's for the Sfarim. So you have the Pnei Yeshua.
The Pnei
Yeshua. Right. So you have right, yes, for the Sfarim. So everyone's covered. Now, the Chasam Sofer, on page 19, also says, also quotes this, he quotes the Pnei Yeshua in the bottom paragraph. And he says, yeah, he's right. The only problem is, if the Magen Avraham said also Mishum Mechabe. But if there's any kibui involved, that's packet 14, it's about kibui. So then, by kibui, you don't say mitoch, right? Even though kibui is mutter for ochel nefesh, right? The Gemara says that they used to put the meat on the coals, basar agumri, and then the fire would extinguish while you're putting the big piece of meat on the coal, right? So the fire is part of the fire would go out. So it's mutter for ochel nefesh. So Bez Hashem on Shir 14, we'll discuss. So how come you don't say mitoch by kibbutz? But clearly we don't say mitoch by kibbutz. That is the whole sugya, that you don't say mitoch by kibbutz. So you don't say mitoch by kibbutz, and he's understanding that it's not. So if you want to say like what the Dachi Noam said, that that's considered ochel nefesh, so you know you need to say mitoch, it's ochel nefesh. But he's not assuming like that. So the Chasam Sofer says that he's going to answer it on Yontif Mishum Kibui. If that's what you talk to do. Then staying within the Sofer family, on page 21, there's a tshuva from the Ksav Sofer. And again, you know, everyone, it's so interesting. Like, this was like a topic from all the Gedolei Achronim spoke on this topic. This was like... So he says the word. He just says over the Ksav Sofer, just Masbir, that Yeah, he says on page 21 on the left side. Vinei, imki adover amar betoisus and Mordechai mikol mokum time and by lama kol shul were full of rias mikri shovel chol nefesh. Moshe mishul lahanas haguf to be in shek chol nefesh. In other words, how come all chol nefesh you don't need shovel chol nefesh? We say that's automatically, even though the ma'isa it's not everyone. So he says the word is. And that's who I was quoting before, that it's not a din, that it's a din in the tachlis ha'inyan. That's what he was. Nimel aspir, the laws lean in him doverza atzmo nitzrach. You don't look, do most people eat deer? No, most people don't eat deer. That doesn't matter. But the tachlis ha'inyan is eating and getting help, getting nourishment, that everyone does. So you don't look at this particular pu'ula, but you look at the tachlis ha'inyan. So the tachlis ha'inyan of having good smelling clothing and that not a lot of people don't need that. So then it's called Eina Shovel L'chol Nefesh. But the tachlis of eating, everyone needs that tachlis. So even though not everyone's going to do it in the same way, so even in the way that people don't do it, so he says Nitzrech V'Shovel L'chol El Tachlis Einyan. L'chein Kol Dover Shehu L'Refu L'Briyas Tachlis Adover Shovel L'chol Nefesh Im Vakish Refu L'Atzmo V'Nen Refu. Everyone needs a brias aguf. So v'nena shovel l'chol nefesh. Mashenkin rechitzah shul l'tagnug. Peshano v'nena merechitzas klal. Domen l'mugmar v'chol kayotzibo. Kenila milsa v'tayma l'shvach. So that's how the Ksav Sofer explains the. Explains the Indian. And then it's brought down, page 23, in the Hesoros Tshuva, which is a very fascinating sefer. That's the next generation. The son of the Ksav Sofer, right? Chasam Sofer, Ksav Sofer, Hesoros Tshuva. Hesoros Tshuva is a fascinating sefer. Very geschmack. He says geschmack stuff. Four volumes. So he just says over from his father, Reisi Adoni Ami Mori Zatzal Hagam Shevashar Yom Tovim Lo Yanizem L'Hashem Tut, which is interesting because even though the Chasam Sofer seems to say it's also, maybe it depends if you do it without kibbutz. But he says that even though my father would smoke, he says, on Yontif, but in Rosh Hashanah Hayanizem L'Hashem Machmas Eimas Hadin.
So
that solves the problem.
It's also a mouth thing.
Yeah. So now, again, continuing in the same family, the Yad Sofer. Look at the Yad Sofer. I got very excited with the Yad Sofer. So I even Xeroxed the Shar blot so we could see. Because not everyone learns the Yad Sofer all the time. So he was... he had the name Rabbeinu Moshe Sofer. Eventually his name comes back. So he was the son of Rav Shimon Sofer, who wrote this Oros Tshuva. So you have the Chasam Sofer, the Ksav Sofer, this Oros Tshuva, and now the Yad Sofer. This is the fourth generation. So it's interesting. So he talks about it. So he discusses the Moichik aspect. It's out to be called about Pesach. He mutter l'achen beyond of cigaretten. Hashem yesh al aniyah shalem osios vas deroki. They have letters on. Olam nogum bohete. They shavti al tabakoch de teira. Yanchu hu mochek shalol minas lichtov. Five rak yisid rabbanu. Vagam avi mochek lachayad. from have dove shayim skavim. The gam the psik creation. We call makom aluch baslay. Psik creation lo lich baslay. The shitos aruf. Is mutter. Toisus is only listed drabanim. So you have all these tzeirufim. Yeah, so this is a discussion. Yeah, so the Maisa, you know, he has these coolers. So and he writes here the Yad Sofer on the page 26 on the left side, Zos in the second paragraph, Dibra Machel of Zos, Zos Toras Ha'Ola, He Ha'Ola LaHalacha. That's a pun on the. And the psukim in Tzav, Zos Torah Ha'ola, He Ola LaHalacha LaMaisa, that make La Ashen beyond of Sigaret and Sheish Laim Osios Lo Hifsid Yeshal Mi Lismach Kein Nir La Nias Daiti. So that's what he writes. Oh, so how many generations do we have now? We have the Chasam Sofer. The Ksav Sofer, the Soros Tshuva, the Yad Sofer, now with fifth generation, Itur Sofrim, Rav Yochanan Sofer, and he writes, on the fifth generation, take a look, on page 26 in the bottom, first he says maybe the Ksav Sofer didn't see what his father wrote about Kibui, etc., but then he writes on the left side, the old Muchrach Ani Lahosif, Shebizmanenu, Shenizgala, Shaishun Mazik Librius. So now in the fifth generation, he's writing, Bizmanenu, Nizgala, Shaishun Mazik Librius Aguf, that the taket's not healthy. Avagav Shemoel equal, even though it might help the equal, but it's still Mazik the Guf. Ezik Muruba Minatoelis. He says it's hard to say that we can be matter this based on that it's brius. And he says, if you refrain from during the weekday, that's also mitzvah rabba kovid. So, I remember we were in L.A., my wife and I the other week, so there was a big cigarette thing, a big sign, but it was an anti-cigarette, it looked like a cigarette, it looked like it was an ad for cigarettes, but it was a thing about using certain adjectives about people who smoke and how it's a terrible thing, but it catches your eye because it's like a big, it looks like one of these, cigarette posters, and it's really an anti-cigarette. So of course, you should never smoke. So he says, So he says that today it's not, we know that it's not healthy. And he says that Tomo Niktas al El Machmirim. Right, people are machmir to separate between meat and fish. Right, they wash out their mouths, they have schnapps, whatever. Because Because Mokom Anshay Maisel Machmirim Lassman, Vosim Kedasa Shulchan Aruch. And that culture came, so if they were your Machmir for the fish and the meat, so certainly you should be Machmir if not to smoke. But the culture came, Jeshla Machmir Lishan, the Mazik Harbe. Remain him Nunman Lashin, Vlo Machmirim Lassman Bazeh. In other words, if they're going to be Machmir on the fish and the meat, if they're going to make it on that, only on the Astachni, Machmirim Behekel, Makilim Bachomer. Right, so the fifth generation in the Itur Sofrim, so interesting to see the Chasam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer and the Saras Tshuva and the Yad Sofer and the Itur Sofrim. The fifth generation said this. What we normally so again it was whether it was Al Pidin, you know, we would say a person is. Is mamish violated a law in the Torah or not? That's a separate thing. But you know, obviously, it's not something that we should do and a person should do. But we still have to see: is it technically, to what degree do you say that it's that? So of course, well, no one should do it. I mean, and should.
I mean, you could argue just that since it does aid digestion.
Right. There are some people that would, I've heard someone say like that. But the Maisa, now Rav Yonis and Eibshitz is another source. Well, you do the calculations.
Yad Sofer was nifta
30 years ago. Yad Sofer was nifta.
This is his son.
Yes.
Still alive?
I don't know. Gotta check. Is he related to Rabbi Sofer from Toronto? You have to check. There's a Toronto connection, so we can trace it back to you. Yeah. Toronto. Well, there's another Toronto. We're surrounded by Toronto people from Toronto.
Oh, that's right.
He's talking speaking about the boat shul. The boat shul I'm speaking about.
The shift
shul. Okay. Now the Bina Leitim. Have you noticed that Eibshitz wrote a lot of different svarim? So Bina Leitim, this is not the famous Bina Leitim by Rav, what's his name? Figo. Rav Figo. Not the same. This is Sefer. He wrote Rav Yonis and Eibshitz on Hilchas Yontif. So he wants to say another tzad, another smach to be makel. And he says, maybe according to the Rambam Shita, that also Mugmar B'Shul, that was Rambam, we know, doesn't have Allah the Orach HaShulchan, that the Rambam doesn't hold that you need a din of Dov HaShol Chol Nefesh. Right, well, we discussed that last week, at least in Orach HaShulchan. It doesn't appear in the Rambam. So it's a good svar to say, like the Orach HaShulchan, that he didn't hold from it. And he asks Mugmar Mishum Kiboy and not Mishum Shavala Chol Nefesh. So Mela Mishtiyas HaTobach Lekachlal Rak Havara, and according to the Rambam, Havara is Mutter, even Shalol Tzor, right? We post can point out, according to the Rambam, even near Shalbatola, perhaps, would be Mutter. So certainly smoking would be Mutter according to the Rambam.
When you say by smoking the Tirsavara, what do we mean? You mean like the original lighting up, or we mean every time he...
Right, in other words...
You mean like I can have an existing flint?
No, but when you put it, when you put your cigarette to the thing,
the fire.
So then you're being mavir. But anytime you put something into a fire, and for a toelis, so then you're being mavir.
But it's not every. Every puff
could be every puff also, because every time you blow into it. No, but when you say for shteitzik, it's always going to be lit before yontif. Because people go sometimes in the shul, they go to the candles that are lit and they put this, right? I'm not saying they should do, but.
That's what I meant. I mean, if you light a cigarette like that.
Right, but I think every time you, in other words, because Baruch Hashem, I don't smoke, but when you put it in and you puff, so that causes the fire to.
So it's every time the guy.
So I think every time you puff, you might be violating.
You inhale, you don't puff. You
inhale,
blow it out.
Or just when you put the cigarette to the thing. You mavir the tabak. Right, okay, at least that for sure.
But let's say it's like lit from before Yantif.
You're not going to light your.
You're smoking before Yantif and then.
Okay, into Yantif. Okay, so maybe there's what to say. But people who smoke on Yantif don't just smoke before Shkia and into that.
I just don't know what the Havaras that we're talking
about. Right, so for sure, when. In the middle of Yontif, when you don't take a person takes a cigarette and puts it to the fire, that's Havar. Now, whether every time you give it a puff, I don't know. I would have to check into how things, but for sure that, at least. For sure that. Now, there's another interesting anecdote, with bringing in the whole Sofer family into this. Into this discussion, so why not bring the Maram Shik in as well? So he quotes a fascinating anecdote. Rav Tzinner points it out on page 29 in the Maram Shik. Look at the second arrow. He says a very interesting story. He says, Nirali Vish, yep. He tells over a story from the yeshiva days. Kishazachisi lilmud bi yeshiva so shal maran hagon pal chasam sofer zatzal. Maram Shik says, I was in the chasam sofer's yeshiva. Ira b'beis ha-medrash al bachurim. There was one time a guy in the beis medrash. Ish echad midilas Poland. Right? Someone from Poland who was in the beis medrash. Ubikish meiza bachurim lahatilo mashanoga ad az shalo haktil ashen tabak biyontif shalatzeris. He didn't smoke on Shavuos. I don't know why Dafka Shavuos, whatever. He didn't smoke on, maybe Stam, he didn't smoke on Yontif. This guy never smoked on Yontif, and he wanted that the yeshiva boys should convene a bezdin fataras nadarim that he should be able to smoke now on Shavuos. He says, and I was one of the fellows, the Maram Shik says. The Marti, the Efshar, the Nedek Hazeh, the Eishlo Das Osrim, Ulaiki Belatzmo Kedasa Osrim. In other words, he says, he discussed the different minhagim. So you have a minhag this, a minhag that, but then you have a minhag to follow a certain shita. To follow a certain shita. Not just Stam, you have a minhag to say halo on Rosh Chodesh. There's no shita like that. They would know again. But you can have a minhag to follow a certain shita. And this is a whole, I just put this in because it's just an interesting anecdote. This really needs a whole, I spoke to Rav Gutman on the phone. So right away when I said he knew exactly what's true, I was talking about Maram Shik, if he wouldn't know, that would have been surprising to me. But right away, so we were discussing this. Maram Shik. That's like bread and that's like Reb Chaim in the literature. Maram Shik is like, you have to know every Chasam Sofer and every Maram Shik. So he says, Ula ki bil atzva kadasa osher ve'efsher de ein lo hatara. Right, in other words, he was mekabel himself that he's following kadasa osher. Yeah, so that you have to mefalpa. Maybe if you're only mekabel at the Taurus Chumrah, that's different. Maybe if you mekabel at, you know, and does it make a chiluk, like what you consider mikra din, what you consider like the gabe. He's not sure that if he's mekabel kadasa osrim, then perhaps there's no hatar. Yeah. He says va'achar hatfila nekreisili beis maran hagon zatzal. So after davening, I was called in to the Chasam Sofer's house. Shehayisi me'ochle shulchano v'shabes v'yantif. It's unbelievable, you know. His field of kedusha here. He was ochle shulchano by the Chasam Sofer on Shabbos and Yantif. The shalosi ma pilpil haya v'beis hamedrash. He said, you know, what are the guys hacking about in the beis hamedrash? So he said they weren't hacking about, you know, some politics. What was the hack in the beis hamedrash? Ki kein haya darko b'kodesh lishol al kol dover v'dover. The siparti lifnei mori hagon zatzal hadvarim ke havyosan. V'omer shadini mi. He says, you're right. Hadini mi. Acher ze metzasi ke ein ze bedivrei hamogad avram. Imnogu l'may masa matan lo mahani hatara. Vadan tishabav. Came with the kibul of Osayim kadasa osrim. Imkein hachanami b'donu yadnal. Pinach mokam lo osrim. Mishum yesh deyasa osrim. Zeh lo mahani hatara. Vagurak mitzad perishu susyag mahani hatara. Okay, this time I just brought that in. That again, you know, that's another topic of minhag tov mitam neder that requires its own iyun. But since it had a dafka to do on this particular iyun, it was an interesting thing. So I brought this in. Then there's the tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says we can try to get a minyan here. Hopefully, we can get a minyan. I believe we. Oh, you can't stay? Oh, okay. Okay, Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he writes about smoking on Yontif. So he says, it could be Tzeinu Shovel Chol Nefesh, but he says not that way. He says, "B'frasha efshar l'dina enav kamina b'tam adover madoi inyan mesui menu lo gachol machas sakano machas tam acher melo oyeshlom shemaisa shemeis milyon emanashim ba'olam osim nechshav shavu l'chol nefesh gam sheish anashim ramishenu anashim." He says he can't consider it ena shavu l'chol nefesh because people do it, they enjoy it, like someone else said to me, and it's still millions of people are doing it, so you can't say it's only for. So in other words, he's not saying it's a good thing, but he's just saying that he doesn't think that you could, al pi din, say that it's a chil yantif to do that. He says, Roy lechum kol ba'al nefesh l'hachmir, l'dina kashal osro. And in the. And in Rav Yashiv, again, this is not from his tshuva, so it's hard to, you know, from these Ha'oros farm on Maseches Ksubas. So he discusses the inyan, and he says, oh, bottom line, Fizel nira dahinu dafki bismanam, shei osim kein lefuah muzmaneinu, shavadei inze moral abriyaz lefuah, kein mitzias einu shovel chol nefesh, nadra abayim einu masnashin, kein lechor, yesh lo shalishu biyotav min hadin. So that's, but I didn't do homework to Clara, you know, to speak to any of the Shemashim to see how he actually, but he thought maybe it should be Min Hadin. And then he quotes here, Rav Tzinner discusses it, and he quotes on page 33, top line, Rav Harari, and Rani Hagon Rav Yaakov Yichizkiya Sofer Shlita Rav B'Taranto. Taranto. And then he discusses the idea of what's the gather of Ein Shovel Chol Nefesh. He says, He again says it's not totally in whether the Rova Olam eats it or not, but is it L'tzorach Adam or L'tanag Ba'alma? So L'hachi Yotzer L'rechitza Sh'ar L'tanag when V'izeh V'anashim Shamash N'tamit Sh'ishin have L'tzorach Adam She'imeinu M'sh'anashin Hu Mitztayer Z'eh Nikra Shovel Chol Nefesh. Because if somebody is Mitztayer, so he would need to okay. And then he discusses this. But okay, Achrei Kichlos Hakol, you know, we know that Baruch Hashem, we shouldn't smoke during the weekday. Certainly not in Yontif, but certainly not during the weekday. And it's an interesting discussion, even without this, you know, the smoking angle of Dov Shalom Chol Nefesh and you know how it compares to Zeh and how it compares to other things. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's is Yud Gimel, and then we have we'll continue Be'ez Hashem. Yud Gimel and Yudalad are the two last ones on Yontif, and I didn't have to decide whether I'm going to give a shiur on the Shavuot shiur, but you know, or leave it for another time.